Welcome to Mindfully Stoic, a channel dedicated to increasing mindfulness through the lens of the ancient philosophy of Stoicism. This week's meditation is on the discipline of ascent, which is one of three disciplines within the Stoic philosophy, the other two being discipline of action and the discipline of desire. The discipline of ascent involves monitoring the conscious and subconscious value judgments that we place on external events and acting in accordance to reason and nature. In other words, we give ourselves time to analyze these implicit value judgments that we create and decide if we assent or agree with them. This discipline is designed to prevent us from acting irrationally, and it allows us to make correct judgments concerning the nature or reality of the world. Now let's begin by finding a comfortable place to relax. Start to become aware of your breathing. And give yourself the freedom during this time to not focus on what is causing you stress or anxiety. Give yourself permission to take this time to relax and become more grounded in the present moment and in this present reality. Become aware of your body sensations. Pay attention to any tension in the back, in your shoulders, in your neck, or in your face. Let the muscles relax with each breath, deeper and deeper. You can say in your mind to focus on your breath. Breathe in, I am breathing in. Breathe out, I am breathing out. Breathe in, I am breathing in. Breathe out, I am breathing out. If you feel your mind start to wander, return back to your breath to anchor yourself in the present moment. And don't get upset with yourself if your mind starts to wander. Simply accept that the thoughts occurred and focus again on the breath. You can repeat in your mind, breathe in, I internalize my values. Breathe out, I live my values. Breathe in, I internalize my values. Breathe out, I live my values. Now just take a few moments and relax, take a few deep breaths. Now that we are grounded, let's move on to this week's topic of the discipline of ascent. As human beings, we live in a world of events that happen to us, and at the same time, we act upon the world. When the events happen to us, our minds create impressions or value judgments based on that event. But because we have our rational faculty, we can agree with the impressions that we have or not. For example, when events happen to us, such as getting cut off in traffic, receiving some degree of criticism at work, stubbing your toe, or any other scenario that causes personal distress, we create the narrative in our minds. If necessary, we deal with the present danger at hand, then our narrative of the event naturally arises. We could start to blame others for acting in such a manner and perseverate on their poor qualities. The blame and thoughts associated with that event can rob us of the present moment and give us an altered perception of reality. It could have been that the driver that cut you off was simply reacting to construction taking place in front of them. It could also be that the criticism that you perceived as a threat was actually accurate advice on how to improve your performance. There are many variables involved in human behavior and in life in general, and it's good to consider all of these options and to analyze them rationally. Now consider the following quotes from some of the Stoics and other sources. Marcus Aurelius stated, "If any external thing causes you distress, it is not the thing itself that troubles you, but your own judgment about it. And this you have the power to eliminate now." Seneca taught, "Everything depends on opinion. Ambition, luxury, greed, all look back to opinion. It is according to opinion that we suffer. Each man is as wretched as he has convinced himself he is." This one comes from Epictetus. The third topic concerns the ascent, which is related to things which are persuasive and attractive. For as Socrates said, "We ought not to live a life without examination." So we ought not to accept an appearance without examination, but we should say, "Wait, let me see what you are and whence you came." Another quote by Marcus Aurelius. "We can choose to have no opinion about a thing and not to be troubled by it, for things themselves have no power of their own to affect our judgments." And finally, a quote by Rollo May. He says, "Human freedom involves our capacity to pause between the stimulus and response, and in that pause, to choose the one response toward which we wish to throw our weight. The capacity to create ourselves based upon this freedom is inseparable from consciousness or self-awareness." Another way to understand the discipline of ascent is to imagine that you are having a dialogue with your instinctual self and your rational self. The instinctual self is reactive, short-term minded, guided by emotions, however can be useful when making dangerous, split-second decisions. On the other hand, the rational self is deliberate, proactive, and long-term minded, setting aside time so that the instinctual self and rational self can communicate and determine whether to assent to an idea, thought, or value judgment or not. Give yourself time to examine the narrative that you automatically create and decide if it comports with reality. Doing this will help us live more fulfilled and rational lives. We will hold less irrational beliefs, be less reactive to external events, and exercise more control in our life. Thank you for listening to Mindfully Stoic. I hope this is a good reminder to not only examine your life as a whole, but to examine the thoughts and impressions that make up your life. Give yourself compassion and allow yourself the time to properly and rationally react to each event that happens in your day-to-day life. I appreciate your time and support. Again, thanks for listening.